Shut the fuck up. All right. What's good, everybody? It's the Beachwood Podcast, and we on episode 20.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look, 20 sounds like a low number, but when you put that into perspective of weeks.
Hopefully, this is not a bad episode, because 2020 been trash.
No, but, like, that's 20 weeks we've been at this shit. Look how time flies. That's a long, and plus the few that we skipped, it might be,
that's
like, facts. Week 25, to be real.
That's facts.
I'm tired of looking at y'all already.
You ain't never here, bitch. Nah, anyway, but yeah, it's so your boy Splitter. We got the boy Nephew back.
The boy Boomer over here.
Yeah. Big booming right now.
Lakers 2020 fucking champions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we just gonna lead with
fucking
that.
Fucking go.
Fresh off the game, we just got done watching the
fucking
game.
We just watched the greatest basketball player to ever pick up a basketball win his fourth fucking championship, number 17 for the Lakers.
You want me to argue? I'm not arguing with
you.
You
ain't arguing. I'm just saying he the best player to ever put on a pair of basketball shoes.
How about we just enjoy the moment, Laker fans? Just acknowledge the fact that you won and be happy about it instead of trying to blow it up in everybody's face.
No, we don't throw it in everybody's face because everybody said Clippers.
But when the Warriors won, we were talking about this and that. No one wanted to hear it. But it's cool. I mean, Lakers enjoy it, man. Like, you guys deserve it. 17, you guys are tied with Boston now for the most in sports history?
Yeah.
Right? Sports history, so.
We're going to have to call B-Will real quick.
That's a big accomplishment, honestly. Growing up as a basketball fan, Lakers were always like the mecca, you know, of basketball, them and the Celtics.
And honestly, bro, not being in the playoffs six fucking years, and then the moment they get in the playoffs, they go automatically.
Imagine your team not going for six fucking years.
Then you win a championship.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm a Sixers fan. Like, y'all complaining about 6 years not being in the fucking in the playoffs. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy that LeBron missed the playoffs a couple years ago too.
Wait, he never missed the playoffs a couple years ago.
Yeah,
it was just last year, right?
Oh, last year when he tore his groin. Yeah, when he was playing with a fucking torn groin. Yeah, you're right. He missed 20 games, and he was the Lakers were third seed in the West before he got hurt.
20 out of 8.
Might have fucking won the West if he stayed healthy. Who knows with Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo fucking Brick or Lonzo Ball or whatever his name is. That
it might be Kuzma Brick too.
Yeah, so I guess Caldwell Pope and Danny Green are much night and day improvement from Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, but. Continue.
You're leaving one part out, buddy. His name is Anthony Davis.
Exactly.
Hey, my
LeBron
point is,
needed Anthony Davis.
My point is, congrats.
He won a championship with KCP as our third best player.
Yeah.
Congrats to
the Lakers.
I would
disagree with that. I think Rondo was third, and I think KCP was four.
If you look at the stats, more points,
that's
way better
fans.
Shooting.
That's the issue with LeBron fans. Let's look at the stats. How about you just look at the game, bro, and just observe.
I'm not mad at Rondo being third just because based off Rondo impact and controlling the game.
Offense, defense, IQ.
KCP everything. Was clutch.
All right, let me rephrase. Our third leading scorer averaged 9 points a game.
Okay, I can live with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Which
KCP balled the fuck out.
Which honestly, but honestly, when you
usually
think about
when
it,
when you win a title, you need at least three guys.
Yeah,
out
but you got AD and LeBron. Like, you don't expect someone to be really anyone else
even,
to be taking
even,
a load.
Even when Kobe and Shaq were dominating, they had dudes like Rick Fox and Derek Fisher averaging like 12, 13 a game.
Yeah, so 9 points ain't that
you know
off.
I mean,
but that's
like I don't know. Kyle Kuzma to me, but don't even get me started on this motherfucker.
No, get started.
Bro. This motherfucker needs to reevaluate his life because basketball might not be it, bro.
I'm going to say this.
This man is just, I don't know what happened to him, bro. Like, he's just lost it.
Kyle Kuzma will go to a team like the Hornets or the Pacers.
Give us Devontae Graham right now.
He's going to average at least 25. Watch.
You guys I don't think he has the offensive repertoire to do that.
I would say he does. And I think that he needs to break out of his shell. I think he felt like he had to do too much, like, just to prove himself to get minutes. Like, I feel like he was in a tough position.
He literally can't guard any NBA player. Like, he cannot, but he's bad. No, if you can't. Watch every single player that had the ball attacked him and either got a bucket or a foul every damn play this whole series.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I'm not saying
that's
he's going to win.
That's bad, bro.
I'm not saying he's going to win.
No, I'm just saying at least hold your own, though. Like, damn,
Do you think his role was to play defense?
But James Harden gets a stop every now and then. Bro, this man couldn't stop nothing.
But if you notice, when he was in the game, they surrounded him with, like, Caruso and, like, KCP, like, defenders. So that way he wasn't that much of a loud
defender. Yeah, I get what you
like,
mean.
He still was, but, I mean, he'll knock down shots, though. I don't know. I think he's a good player. He's just not a good fit for the Lakers.
That's for some reason, it just didn't work. Like, I mean, during the regular season, it had flashes of working because he'd go off and have, like, 5-6 threes. But he's streaky. If he doesn't do that, then he's worthless. Like, if he doesn't hit 5 or 6 threes, then he's worthless because he doesn't do anything else.
Well, yeah. You got to think, too, the margin for error in the finals. Like, Frank Vogel's not going to allow you to play through mistakes. Like, if you're mistaken, you got to get your ass out, next person up. So,
I'm just mad that JR didn't get to go in there and shoot a fucking stupid three. Like, we need one.
And honestly, too, maybe Kuzma this offseason will work on his bag and maybe he'll get better. I don't know.
Or he'll just be like, let me stay here with Bron because we're going to win if I stay here.
So what you guys think about next year? Who's the favorites? In the East and the West, what you guys think? What's going on?
Honestly, I would say Bucks, but from what I see from Miami, bro, they're legit. I could see them going back. But
my favorites,
I think they need one more piece. I don't know what it is.
But so I feel like are we doing top two from each conference?
I'll tell you what, actually,
top two. The only shitty part about this doing it right now is there's gonna be trades, free agency. Like,
I do think I know what it is. I think it's another perimeter player that can go get his own shot, or even not even a perimeter. Even if it's like a four or a three, somebody that can get their own bucket besides Jimmy. Because Tyler Hero, he may get there, but he ain't there yet.
I'll say this: the only chance the Bucks have is if they get CP3. That's the only chance I'm giving them. If they get CP3, I'll take them to the finals. I'm cool with riding with them. But if not, I don't see it, bro. I really don't.
We're calling finals, right? Eastern Conference Finals?
Eastern, Western, yeah.
Okay. Because regular season, Bucks still might be the best team in the regular season. But when it comes to playoffs, they might not be. Yeah, they might not got it. So I think in the East, I'm going to go Heat Celtics.
Same thing as last year.
Just because they got a lot to build on.
Better. I forgot about Celtics.
They got a lot to build on.
Yeah, it could come back.
Like, that shit. They ain't really even scratch the surface. All
right, I'm going to call Western Conference Finals right now. All right.
Hold on, let me finish mine.
All right, go ahead.
Western Conference, I'm going to say, Lakers, of course, and then I'm bringing the Golden State right back up. Second.
I was just about to say that shit. I was about to say Golden State Lakers. Yeah, next year is gonna be a West Conference Finals. Lakers. And
I would. I would like as a fan. I would love to see Lakers that Western Conference six. Finals.
Just because AD is gonna fuck and they have no answer.
I'll say this. It's hard to judge this early, but if I had to, the East, I'd probably go with Boston and Miami. I think just based off what you see. I mean, there's gonna be
trades. Are we all high off Miami right now?
I mean, Miami, the thing with Miami is they kind of remind me of, like, the Clippers team last year before Kawhi and Paul George. Like, the gritty, like, together, hardworking group that is just going to grind, you know? And, like, those teams usually do well, you know, during the regular season and the playoffs. They don't necessarily win, but a championship at least. But, I mean, I would say the West, like, I want to say the Warriors, but, like, I don't even know what they're going to look like. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have a whole different team. Clay could be gone. You know, Draymond could be gone. We don't even know. So, like, for me, I would say Lakers are for sure there no matter what the hell they do. And I think Clippers should be the favorite to get back depending on what they do this offseason. I would say Lakers, Clippers, Celtics, Heat.
So based off teams that you know have people that are coming back to that team.
Yeah. Like for me, I'm already knowing, like, AD, LeBron are back. So, like, that guarantees them a spot in the top four.
Unless AD leaves for some wild
reason. And now if AD leaves and AD goes ain't to the Warriors, leaving, then you better count everything out because that's motherfucking
I swear, I would. I hate, bro, that would be some bitch shit if AD leaves. Like, come on, bro.
He ain't doing that.
He ain't leaving, bro.
I don't think
get him in the Genie Buss, get him in the office right now and sign him right now.
Yeah, it ain't 10-year contract. Kawhi leaving was different because for one, he didn't want to be there, and second was fucking Canada and cold.
Imagine not wanting to be there and winning a championship leave me alone.
Hollywood.
One thing I could see though with AD is I can see him signing a deal like a 1 to 2 year deal and keep doing that just until LeBron retires.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then after that, unless Bron can help him lure someone else to replace Bron.
I think he will.
Then I think he's.
But bro, it's hard. Okay, look.
He might be being bred under Bron to like learn how to carry a team.
With AD's injury history, knock on wood, you know. But how are you gonna turn down 5 years, $250 million? That's crazy.
Like five years, maybe he has commitment issues.
I mean, he can go 2 years with the option for three.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, with his injury history, like he's always banged up and shit. So it's like, take that shit and run.
But I feel like he's banged up all the time, but he always ends up playing. Like, he's never out too long. It feels like.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I think he needs to for sure sign with LA. That's the best option for him. Like, he does not need to leave that situation. Because free agents are always going to come. you know, you're going to get the best players, you know, to come with you. So eventually it'll work itself
out. I haven't even looked at the free agent list. I wonder who's out there this year. This
well, the whole Lakers team is free agents, right? Pretty much. They signed a bunch of 1-year deals, everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Markieff is a free agent. I think Quinn Cook's coming back.
He's to be honest, I don't think it matters who the hell you have. I mean, you can get the same type of players for cheaper. You can do whatever.
When you have that core.
Yeah, I think you for sure need LeBron, AD back. I think you need Rondo back for sure. Caruso back for sure. And then probably
Howard.
Yeah, maybe. If he's discounted, you know, you don't want to spend too much money on a guy like Dwight Howard, you know? Because think of who you're matching up with in the Eastern Conference Finals, yeah. Western, like, you're not matching up with, like, prime Shaq. Like, you're not matching
honestly,
up with
you really only that. Need a guy like Dwight for, say, somebody like Jokic, really, mm-hmm. or somebody like Embiid, or you don't, it's like, you don't really need a guy like that all the time, which is crazy, but I don't, that's why I don't think he's going to get a big contract, because starting centers are, it's kind of going away from that, like, it's going to, like, Bam, AD, and dudes like that, so.
I do think Bam has a bright future, but if he can get a 3-point shot, then it's going to be ugly. It's going to be good for him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he can play.
It looks like he can get he shot him in the regular season, but not regularly. But I think he can get it.
Yeah.
But let's be real. If Ben Simmons shoots fucking threes, Sixers might be in the finals. So who knows?
The fucking D League finals. I don't know about the regular finals.
I thought we were friends.
I just think the Sixers got a lot of work on, bro. Like
they have no chemistry.
I feel like currently constructed, it can't be done. I think there needs to be a few moves. And I don't even think it's major moves.
We
like,
just need
I think you can keep Ben, and I think you can keep Embiid.
Yeah, I think we are.
I just don't think that you need more shooting. I think
that's basically what it is. Like I would to me, because I fucking love Tobias Harris, mm-hmm. but if I had to reconstruct that team and my love affair with Embiid and Simmons are staying, I'm keeping Richardson because he's a fucking lockdown defender. He's a 3-and-D guy. And then getting to, like, I'm getting shooters to complement that, like.
And package Horford and Tobias?
Yeah.
See, and you know what I think they could do is I think they could play Embiid at the 5 and then roll with, like, Ben Simmons, technically not at the 4, but, mm-hmm. like, he would be the second biggest person in the game. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So if you go that, and then you surround him with, like, a true point guard, like, even CP3 there would be nice. Like, you,
that's, yeah.
If you put CP3 with, like, 2 shooters, like, or defenders, like a KCP or someone like that, and then have Ben Simmons and Embiid, man.
Because, look, everyone's playing small ball. Who the fuck is still, who's going to guard Ben Simmons?
Shit, I mean, they could be in the hunt for Danny Green, or he has one more year.
No, I don't want him. I fuck with Danny.
But I think somebody would give him away for a bag of chips.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3-and-D, dude. That's all you really need on the.
I mean, to be real, Danny Green just had a bad series, man. And, I mean, tonight he showed up.
I just thought he had one bad shot. I wasn't really paying attention to his game the whole series. Yeah, but, like, I mean, to me, he had one bad shot.
I think he shot, like, 30% this finals, which isn't. I mean, it's bad for a shooter, but
30%
like,
all around or 30%
from three?
What's the average, 35?
35.
But it's just hard to justify when you're getting open looks, bro. Like, you're literally left open because Bron's driving every time, you know?
40% is, like, considered a good three-point shooter.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever.
I mean, but I think, he's all right. He's fine. And we're going to get Avery Bradley back. Forgot about him. He's such a big piece. Because, dude, for example, when we're playing against guys like Jamal Murray, Damian Lillard, CJ, bro, that's what Avery Bradley's job literally is, like, to clap dudes like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, we miss that shit.
And Avery Bradley hits open threes, too.
Yeah, so we missed that. That was huge. And I didn't really realize how valuable he fucking was, so he wasn't there, and I was watching. I was like, damn, these guards are really just killing our shit. But we survived it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys have a lot of depth.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit more than the Warriors had.
Caruso shows signs, honestly, of being that he ain't in lockdown, but he's a solid
Caruso just has to be tamed a little bit. Like, he still has to be groomed a little bit. He's fucking
wild
animal.
If Caruso can work on his shot, bro,
he doesn't run out of energy.
I would bring him and KCP back.
Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah.
Back for sure with Rondo. If you keep that core, you win. I think you win again, honestly.
Because KCP is another 3-and-D guy.
If you keep that core, you don't even need to add a Bradley Beal. I feel like, I really do. I feel like you keep the same core. You keep AD, you keep LeBron, you bring Rondo back, you bring KCP back. Danny Green, bye. I don't give a fuck about you. You can leave. Kuzma, bye. JaVale McGee bye, Quinn Cook bye.
I like Marquise Morris. I fuck with him.
He's but Morris is going to be a 1 year older too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, he's a solid dude off the bench, a 3-and-D guy, another 3-and-D guy. He ain't going to clamp, but he's a solid defender. Like, he's built for dudes like Kawhi, George, bigger bodies. Like, yeah, he's struggled a little bit.
He's Butler's a dog. He's quick, like a aggressive.
But, yeah.
He's your Artest just a little bit.
He might come back. A lot of these dudes might come back, bro. It's not like there's going to be dudes lining up to sign Markieff Morris, so he might just come back in another 1-year deal or 2-year deal. And see how it goes.
Bro, I would sign 1-year deals all day, like over and over again. Like,
especially if
I'm toward the ends of my career, like,
But I think a lot of these dudes, especially some that haven't got big paydays, if a team comes and throws hella money at them, they're just gonna take that shit because they, you know what I mean, they have to. It's a smart move.
There's gonna be a lot of veterans that are gonna be knocking on the Lakers' door, like, let me get a ring, I'll play for $2 million.
That's what I'm saying. We can reload. It doesn't mean we have to get a superstar. Once, we can reload with a couple more pieces.
But once that seal was broken with, because even though it was technically broken when LeBron went to Miami, but once KD went to the Warriors, like, everyone was like, you know, fuck it. Like, like, fuck it. I don't care about my dignity. I don't care about none of that shit. I want a championship.
I said this before and I say this again. If LeBron never left Miami, to go, I mean, levering up the Caps to go to Miami, I don't think that KD thing would have never happened. Like, players would have, Howard thing may have never happened.
So LeBron started the super teams.
I think LeBron basically started that whole player mobility thing. Like, fuck it, fuck the owners, let's do what we want. Like, this is our fucking future, let's go where we want to go. At first I was against it, but I was like, man, that's some bitch shit. Like, you got to be loyal. But at the end of the day, bro, I see these owners, I'm like, they ain't fucking loyal to the players. Like, at the end of the day, they got to do what they want. Even the KD move. Only reason I knocked the KD move is because you went to a team that you fucking lost to. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, if he would have went to the Spurs and beat them, or if he would have went to somewhere else and beat them, like, I would have been like, okay. But it's like, you went to the team that you fucking lost to. That would have been like LeBron James joining.
I don't think he thought about it like that, though. I think he was going to go to the Warriors no matter what, bro. Like, I really truly feel like he was going to go no matter what. Like, he wanted to play with Steph and Clay, bro.
That happened. That happened. Like, okay, for example, can you imagine 2009 when the Celtics beat the Cavs? Can you imagine that offseason? LeBron joining Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo. How would that have looked, bro, if he would have joined the fucking Celtics team that beat him? Like, that, bro, they would have crucified his ass. Literally.
I don't think it's really the same, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
I think it's, what do you mean? It's almost exact same, because that team knocked him out and he went and joined them.
I mean, you have 4 Hall of Famers on that team without KD or without LeBron.
Where?
Yeah, Rondo, Ray Allen.
Is Rondo Hall of Famer? We don't know, bro. He averaged 10 points in his career. It's hard to get in the Hall of Fame with 10 points a game.
Rondo's going to the Hall of Fame.
Maybe it's my personal, because I grew up watching him. Rondo's in my top 5 point guards.
So Warriors didn't have 3 Hall of Famers there already?
No.
So Clay and Steph aren't going to get in the Hall of Fame.
That's 2.
Draymond doesn't have a chance to get in the Hall of Fame.
At this point,
Draymond and Rondo, I would say, have about equal chance of getting in the Hall of Fame. Because Rondo's never won a Defensive Player of the Year. Rondo's never made first team all defense like that. He's never been all NBA. Draymond's been all NBA, Defensive Player of the Year, first team all defense, pivotal.
Draymond's only had one bad year.
He has 3 rings
this year.
Huh?
Draymond only had one bad
year. Yeah, bro, he's not. Yeah, but so that's what I'm saying. He's had a better career.
At that point, you wouldn't put him in
the Hall of Fame. How old is Draymond? How many years he played?
Draymond's, I'm just saying, bro. It's a similar situation, bro.
He's still fucking kind of young.
I'm just saying, it's a similar situation. Bro, have you seen his workouts this year? The runs he's... I mean, I know it's open gym. Bro, this man is like hitting step backs, crossovers, and shit. I'm like, oh my God.
Draymond?
Yeah, he lost hella weight. He's working on his back, man. But...
Yeah. Shit.
Mr. Backpack 3? Back, like,
I guess I think, and I think the dope off. Shit. I mean, also we can't gloss over this fact that Jimmy Butler's a fucking dog. Like, yeah, I mean, you gotta hang it. You gotta give him props.
Okay, look, and I'm gonna say this: people think I'm crazy. Jimmy Butler, I take Jimmy Butler over Paul George any fucking day of the week. Don't at me. That's a fact.
Well, that's easy for me too.
That's just because what I've seen in the playoffs, bro. And you need dogs, and Paul George is not a dog. Like, even though he may be skilled, I don't care. He just not a dog, bro. Jimmy Butler, a dog. Like, he literally won 2 fucking games against Anthony Davis and LeBron by himself, damn near.
And that shit, I mean, it ended up costing him in the end, because today he was burnt the fuck out,
but it's like...
No, I don't think anybody would argue that. I mean, Paul George fell off the face of the earth. Yeah. So.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, people hyped up the whole Kawhi That's what I'm saying. If the Butler can get another star next to him, bro, Miami.
Yeah, not superstar, yeah, just another star. Someone his level.
But they have pieces to package too, bro. Cool. Like Miami.
Yeah, I know.
Like you can package Kendrick Nunn, Dragic.
But like, bro, because honestly, this series they shown they don't need Dragic.
They have a lot of good solid role.
Yeah,
players.
If I would get rid of anybody like a big name,
I would keep Nunn. And
I would get rid of Dragic. Go, yeah. Honestly,
yeah, Dragic is gone. Like. I mean, he's nice. He was a leading scorer.
Bro, but let me tell you something. The two games he played this
Miami
series...
Miami don't be letting people go, right, though.
Miami got blown out two games this series, and both of those games, Dragic played.
Yeah.
Is that coincidence?
He didn't play well.
Like,
that's all that was.
I mean, they were attacking him on...
The first one... Did he get injured the first game?
Huh?
He played the first game.
He played the first game. He got injured like third quarter, but they were already getting blown out by like 25 when he got hurt. But it's like... That's what I'm saying, but like maybe... I think Nunn, to me, bro, Nunn, to me, looked way better. I don't know, like, he just looked
They
better.
Have so much good young talent that just exactly. needs, it's just like...
Hero's going to be better. He already, from the beginning of the season till now, has already developed.
Like imagine your rookie year, you're in the fucking NBA Finals, and you're starting, like, you're going to, and Nunn's coming off the bench getting buckets. Like, it's, the experience now that they have is just like...
That's another team, if they get CP3 too, like... Cool. Miami.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Think about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it, bro. With those shooters.
Yeah, they need two guys. They need Jimmy.
And Bam.
Yeah, Jimmy and Butler at the end of games, closing games.
If CP3 goes to the Heat, this is a rerun. This is a rematch.
I see it. I think that's what's going to dictate a lot, too. That's why it's hard to predict right now, because CP3 can go to a few teams and change the whole dynamic of the team, you know, like... Milwaukee, Miami. I would even say
Lakers. Philly. Let me tell you something. I was reading.
I don't want to see it.
I don't know why here. I don't even want to hear this. But I was reading.
I could see him
that going Sam there. Presti wants to like is going to be like is willing to be cool with it and buy his. This is last year of his contract. Basically, to shed cap, they're trying to rebuild. Mm-hmm. So to buy his contract out, shed cap, and then let him go basically where he wants. If that fucking happens, boy, and he can sign for the minimum.
That's okay, right?
Let me tell you something.
You're okay with that?
No, just let me tell you something.
I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to let you say it. If he has a choice to go where he wants, where's he
going
to go?
He's going to L.A.
He's going to the fucking Lakers.
I think anybody's going to L.A.
No, he's going to the Lakers, bro. That's LeBron's best friend. He's going to the Lakers.
He doesn't have any rings.
Come
on, bro.
I don't care. Hey,
you can't hate on the Warriors like for all this bullshit.
I didn't hate on them. Like, first of all, CP3. Let me rephrase. I've never hated on the Warriors. I hated KD for making that move. That was a weak move that he did. Of course, the Warriors. You'd be retarded not going to get KD.
So you win a ring, and then you go get the best point guard available. But everybody else was mad when we got KD because
first of all, again, nobody was mad at
the
Warriors.
They were mad at the Warriors. They were like, "Oh, why do you guys need that? You guys fucking won 73 games." I hear that shit all the time, bro.
Everybody was saying that they were a championship team without KD. So what they're saying is KD was weak.
You said they wouldn't win without KD.
Who?
You.
No, I didn't say that. I said they were a championship win. I said they were a championship team. Right. Doesn't mean they would win.
You said, oh, well, they wouldn't be.
I said we don't know.
Yeah, all right.
But KD solidified it. But anyway, yeah, CP3 the Lakers would be. Woo-wee.
Anyway.
Be disgusting. But anyway, I don't know if it'll happen. That's a $40 million buyout. I don't know what they're going to do.
I feel like we should just skip the NFL topic since both of our teams lost today. We shouldn't even talk about any NFL because fuck
the first
NFL.
Of all, my Niners didn't lose. They got fucking face fucked. like they were like laying on the edge of the bed with their head hanging down.
Y'all gave up 40
fucking
to
Fitzpatrick.
Miami.
No, almost 50.
Hey, Fitzpatrick's fucking.
It was like 47.
Hey, Fitzpatrick's pubes looked like.
It was 37.
Hey, Fitzpatrick's pubes looked like his beard, bro, and he was just fucking our face.
It's like that one gif with a. With the girl, like they show on the side of Pornhub when she's fucking her throat and you can see it in her throat. Like,
yeah,
we were the girl laying on the bed.
Oh my God. And it was so disrespectful.
It was nasty as y'all know what I'm talking about.
Hey, was the throat.
Hey, we were talking about how I used the same play in Madden. These motherfuckers ran the same play, bro, for fucking the first half.
No, they were playing backyard football. Like, hey.
Bro, he threw it down.
They said whoever's
on the left side
by this, whatever his name is, 48 on our team, practice squad, nigga, just run.
Yeah, they were on his ass.
He threw it to the left side of the field the entire game.
He was literally playing defense like they do on James Harden when they...
Behind him.
Yeah, but like behind him, like they're trying to let him go to the rim type shit. Like, that's exactly what it looked like. And it was... Man, that was embarrassing. You're at home. Like, I know there's no fans and shit, but like... You're coming off a Super Bowl. No matter how many people you got out, man, show some pride.
Yeah. I mean, I always talk shit and say, we only lost this guy.
I guess Miami about that life. I think they need a few pieces.
They should have beat Seattle last week.
When Tua comes, Seattle about to lose right now, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah, they're Russell Wilson just threw a pick. It's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They up by 5.
Oh, okay.
Who's up?
Vikings, and they have the ball at the Seattle 5.
Did I pick the Vikings? No, I didn't.
Oh, so if they hold them to a field goal here, which it looks like they are.
Yeah. But my Colts lost. We lost.
Oh, no!
What, motherfucker?
Wow, bro. Seattle went. I mean, Vikings went for it and didn't get it.
That, okay, their coach is fired too.
Why would you not get the 3 points and make Seattle go drive down the field down 8? Now Seattle can win with a touchdown.
Damn. Well, anyway, my Colts lost. We lost to the Cleveland fucking Browns.
Y'all had a chance to.
I'll say this. Phillip Rivers is a certified bum, and I hate him, and I wish we'd never signed him. Because I feel like if we had, I don't know. I go back and forth on this, honestly. Cause
yeah, Jacoby Brissett. I was going to say, beginning of the season, this man said Phillip Rivers might be in the MVP talks. Because he actually has a line. I kind of agreed with him because he's never had a line.
Well, first of all,
whole receiving core got hurt. So it's like,
we don't have receivers. That's our problem, bro. Like,
that's what I don't understand about some teams, bro. Like, you have all this cap space. Why are you not fucking getting someone?
Sometimes, like, because I know, like, I'm not in those situations, but sometimes I just look as a spectator and be like, how do you not put two and two together? Like, if you take Seattle, for instance, right? DK Metcalf was not that good in college, but he has the intangibles that the upside. Yeah. It's a big motherfucker, a big target. 6'3", throw him the ball.
Running a 4.3.
Yeah, throw him the ball. Yeah. Like, there's players like that out there, but because their fucking combine grade wasn't that high, like, we're not gonna. Like, bro, I'm looking like, okay, we have no receivers. It's this person's hurt. I need someone that's just big as fuck that can go get the ball.
They said, like, that man couldn't run, like, a fucking drag route. Like, he couldn't.
His route running is ass, but.
But let's be real. Now, Des Bryant ran run route his whole career. It was a fucking back shit. He threw it. Tony Romo threw him back shoulders his entire career, bro. Jump balls and back shoulders his whole career, and he succeeded. Yeah. So it's like,
I mean, who knows if DK would be doing what he's doing without, like, the best quarterback playing right now? Like, he is the top. Russell Wilson is the best quarterback playing right now.
I'll say this, man. Like, I'm half drunk right now. For me, with my Colts, like, it didn't make sense to get Phillip Rivers because Phillip Rivers throws a lot of, like, 50-50 balls, and we have no guys that are above, like, 6'3".
That's what I'm saying. Like, so for him, you gotta, like, what's his weakness? Okay, he's gonna throw the ball for sure. You know that, but where's the, like, you seen he overthrew how many people today?
He
looked like Jimmy today.
Like, he's just throwing shit. And, like, my thing is just like, yes, we needed big body receivers, and we got no, like, our second best receiver, like, right now is, you don't even know Marcus Johnson, practice squad player.
I've never heard of him.
Come on, man. Like, T.Y. Hilton's towards the end of his career. He needs to kind of bounce.
Like, if you're going to have small receivers like that, you need to have an offense built for that. Like, the Chiefs, like, the Niners, like, the speed, Rams. Do that too. But, I mean, Rams got some tall receivers too, though. Like, but I'm saying, like, you got, like, how tall is T.Y.? Like, 6'1"?
Yeah, he's not very tall at all. I mean, he can go up and get the ball, but not now. I mean,
he's even 6'1".
He's towards the end of his career.
And not only that, but T.Y. is kind of a smaller dude. He's not really physical.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he's not, like, hella big.
Like, he would fit good in another offense where it's, like, a bunch of rub routes.
You got dudes, like, that are small. Like, Debo's 5'11", but he's fucking yoked the fuck out. You know what I mean? He's like, a physical-ass receiver.
Yeah.
T.Y. is more of a speed guy. He's not really physical. He's not going to run you over or, like, jump up and snatch a ball. You know what I mean? So,
do you think the Raiders beating the Chiefs is something or nothing?
No, it's not. It's not at all. Nothing. No.
Look, as much as...
Chiefs will fuck them doggy style next game.
So a stat we saw earlier.
I don't know, though.
I
think the Raiders are a good team, and that hurts to say, but I think the Raiders are a good team.
No, they're a good team, but Chiefs are a fucking phenomenal team.
But also, they always have a dogfight when they play each other. Like,
yeah, it's a division
game. Yeah, it's a division game. Yeah.
A stat we saw earlier was Mahomes has never lost by more than 7 points in his whole career until today. He lost by 8.
I don't really like that stat because it says Mahomes and not Andy Reid.
Yeah, but Andy Reid was there before Mahomes. So it's not like, you know, Alex Smith got beat up a little bit.
That's real. But
times,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Again, like, that team is so
beat up
disgusting,
again today.
Bro. That team is so disgusting on paper. It's fucking, like, just sick. Like, even on defense, bro. You got Honey Badger, who's a solid-ass safety, probably top 5. Chris Jones, top 5 pass rusher. I mean, they got dogs.
And
man.
Also, what's his name? Osemele got hurt today early in the game. So, I mean, that could have been a difference. Like, that's their best lineman.
I mean, yeah. No, I'll give it to Raiders, bro. They flustered him. He looked flustered today. He wasn't. He didn't.
They ran the ball over the fucking Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, the like, thing.
Time of possession, they kept him on the
side. The thing that wins in this league is the front four. If you can get four players to rush the passer without having to blitz, that's
that such literally a fucking, got the Niners to a Super Bowl last year.
Literally.
Because look what happened today. We're before last year, we could have put me as corner. I'm getting a pick. Yeah. But. Like today, like we injured people. It's like
with that pressure, not only do you have more people in coverage, but you can take more risk. Like you're getting pressure, so you can gamble.
And this is why I go back to thinking. Well, this is why I'll tell you Wilson to me is better than Mahomes, because Wilson, bro, is way fucking shiftier at avoiding that shit.
I don't know, bro.
I mean, trust me, we Niner fans, we see that shit twice a year. That motherfucker
he's so fucking
he's
elusive.
So shifty and fast, bro.
I wouldn't put him above Mahomes.
Oh, I think he's better, bro.
I really
do. Wait, in what?
Just said overall. He said better.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he is.
But, okay, what? Bro, somebody find the stat of the, I forgot what stat what it's called when, like, the probability of a catch.
Completion, yeah.
He fits always, in the tightest windows of all fucking time.
I just don't think he's as accurate as Mahomes.
I disagree. Today, for example, watched Mahomes.
He's one of the most accurate quarterbacks.
I really watched Mahomes miss about 6 to 7 easy throws. Like
He doesn't usually miss those.
He doesn't.
You know?
But what I'm saying, I don't really see Wilson. Like when I watch Wilson, maybe he's just against us. I don't know. But when I watch that motherfucker, every fucking pass that he throws seems like it just lands right in the fucking like.
I've watched a lot because I had Lockett last year, so I actually watched some of the games. Like, okay, so even if you say Mahomes is more accurate, it's like by like 0.3%. It's not like big margin.
He has a stronger arm, no doubt. Sure. But let me give you a stat. Russell Wilson is the best deep ball thrower in football the last 2 years. Look at the numbers. Passes 20 yards or more. He has the best accuracy and the most touchdowns.
But who would you take if you have to throw it more than 20 yards? Think about that.
I'm taking Wilson, dude.
I don't know.
Tyler, you got to
really. Mahomes literally led a team
let me
of
tell
bums
you.
On defense.
Okay, let me tell you.
To a Super Bowl title.
He didn't
let
lead
me
no
tell
one
you.
On defense.
Who is Russell Wilson's best receiver?
Right now? They got Metcalf and Lockett. So
okay.
I don't know. You could pick.
Metcalf runs run route. Lockett's a solid, I'm going to say Lockett's a B-grade receiver. I give him, he's like top 15 maybe. Like a top 20 receiver maybe. Okay. All right, Tyreek Hill's a top. He's obviously the fastest receiver in the league. He may be top 5, all right?
Okay.
So, fucking Sammy Watkins. Bro, you know how much speed. Look, you know how much speed they fucking have? You know how hard that is to guard?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that is Russell Wilson doesn't have that. Like, bro, Travis Kelce, are you kidding me right now?
I would say for sure Mahomes has more weapons. There's no doubt about that.
Not just weapons. The scheme, Andy Reid, the play calling, everything.
That's in the perfect offense.
I mean, Andy Reid never won without Mahomes either. So, I mean, we could talk about that too.
He's always competing.
He won
10-11 games every year with Alex Smith.
But I'm saying
Mahomes
like,
just took him to the other. I agree with you. Mahomes just took him over the hump. So you mean to tell me Russell Wilson couldn't have took him over that hump too? I just think Russell Wilson.
So are you talking about just this year? Or are we just talking like, because to me, I like consistency. So Mahomes is up there for me. He goes between 1 and 3 for me.
I'm just going by what I see with my eyes, bro.
But no, he goes from between 1 and 3 for me all the time. Like this, that's just what it is for me because my list always changes. Sometimes I'm in the moment of it, but. When I really sit down and think about it, like Wilson and Rodgers have been doing this shit consistently years.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Mahomes would too, but he hasn't. He's only been in the league for.
I think he eventually will be the best one, but I still got him third just because.
I don't know if this is a hot take or if this is like whatever, but I do not think the Lamar Jackson led Ravens will ever win.
I don't think so either.
Oh yeah, I have him on fantasy.
I watch games and I see him miss about 9 to 10 throws every game.
Like
bad.
Sucks because I want him to be that player.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's.
It seems like they're only dominating against trash ass teams.
Like they have a good defense, they have a good running game. Like, he's good. He's a great player. Like he's a fucking tier A player. But I just don't see him winning a Super Bowl. Like,
because
I can't
playoffs,
picture it.
When you have time to scheme and you have when you're in the playoffs.
Oh, it's a whole nother monster.
It's a whole nother monster, bro. And they're gonna take that fucking read option shit away. And we've seen it with Kaepernick. It worked.
Yeah.
But eventually, you're gonna have to make throws. That's it. It comes
down to that. And that's the difference between how they were debating between Lamar and Mahomes. Mm-hmm. when Mahomes had to fucking
make throws,
win it in a, the biggest game of his life, he did what he had to do.
Exactly.
Lamar might have not done that.
I think it just sucks
if Mark Andrews isn't open in the back of the end zone, then that's he doesn't have a pass there for him.
And it does seem like a lot of the touchdowns that Lamar throws, it comes off.
How many? You have Mark Andrews, right?
Yeah.
How many touchdowns did he get a game? Two?
He has five now total.
It comes off play action, and they're always wide open.
Like, I think it just sucks because, like, I wanted him to be that guy because, like, everybody always talks about, oh, a black athletic quarterback, like a run-first guy. Like, he's never going to be successful. Like, that's the,
you know. Oh, no, Russell Wilson won as a run-first guy.
I don't think people consider Russ black.
Yeah, they don't. But you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody says, like, they're never going to win anything. Like, they can't. They're not a quarterback. This and that. But, like, I wanted him to be that, like, guy that just said fuck you to everybody.
That's super athletic on both sides.
Yeah,
and
his
Russ did it though.
Still in his third year.
I guess Russ, like when Russ you think about it, Russ
and he's
Russ
already
did
made
it.
A lot of improvements in accuracy. So I think he.
But it's like, what's his ceiling? Like, what is going to be the next step for him? He got an MVP. I don't think he'll win another one. Do you guys think he will?
No, I think last year was just. To be honest, I don't even think he deserved it.
I did. No, he for sure.
But let me tell you why they gave it to him. It's because, bro, let's face it.
When you exceed expectations, also.
Likes the shiny new toy. If you go look at Russell Wilson's stats and his fucking janitors and algebra teachers that he had on his team, and he went 11-5, right?
What was that tight end that he made a fucking star last year?
White
dude, 44. What the fuck was his name?
Team. Luke. Fuck. I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about.
No,
the ones the Niners stopped at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, on the Seahoaks, the tight end. I don't know. He got injured too.
Hold on, yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But Lamar was a shiny new toy, bro, and he.
Will Disley.
Was it Disley?
Disley.
Because let's be real. Plug in RG3, and that Ravens thing. Okay, what they win 14 games last year? Now let me finish.
They're not winning 1-10.
Let me see. Are they gonna win 10-11 games? 10 for sure, 9-10, even 9 or 10.
I don't think so. I really don't. I think Lamar had like a Steph Curry-like unanimous.
Okay,
MVP
this year
season.
Even. Take Lamar off and plug in.
This year, yeah.
I don't know if RG3 is
plug in
that.
RG3. Are they going to win 10 games?
No.
With that defense and that and those and
I don't think
run
so.
Game and that all them weapons?
They may not even win. Oh, yeah, they won 10 games.
Okay, let's say they win 8 or 9 games, all right? Take Russell Wilson off Seattle. And plug in fucking, I don't know, whoever they're
plug him with. Anywhere.
Plug him, or plug in RG3 in Seattle. They fucking win four games.
I think Russell Wilson's for sure.
More valuable.
He should be the MVP this year. I mean, it's early, and he just.
I was thinking the same, bro, but Aaron Rodgers, god damn. He's coming with energy this year. And if Russell Wilson loses this game.
Oh, they just took the lead with 15 seconds left.
Who did?
Of course the fucking Seahawks. They always win.
I knew it, bro. Why the fuck do you not kick that field goal?
They always
force them to go for two.
Like
I get it, you're trying to end the game.
What are they trying to do? Like they know Russell Wilson is on the other side. You're not gonna stop him.
DK Metcalf.
How many comebacks does this nigga have? Deadass. Within his 6-7 year career, he probably has the fucking most.
So they're about to be 5-0, and I think their next 4 or 5 games are
they're not gonna lose for another 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, like you said, week 10 they might have a challenge. Like they're doing what they got to do. Not unlike the Niners who fumbled the bag on the 5 easiest teams in the first 5 weeks and they fucked. Well, actually, Arizona's a little difficult for us, but.
We should be 5-0, 4-1 to the worst.
So, another NFL news. Dak went down.
Snapped
his ankle, unfortunately, man. It sucks. Because, I mean, I thought Dak was. He's a good guy, first of all. Like, first and foremost, he's a great guy.
He's a
great person.
We let Cowboy fans skew our image of certain
good.
Players.
Yeah, like, we're going to talk shit about
he's
Dak
a good
just
guy.
Because we
he's
hate Cowboy fans. but, yeah, he went down today. I think the Cowboys ended up winning, I want to say.
Andy Dalton.
By one.
So that's a storyline. That's a storyline, right?
So Dak just passed up a contract worth 30?
35 a year?
I'm going to say it again. All right. Right when the injury happened,
130
right?
Guaranteed.
Obviously, I felt bad that Dak got hurt, but I said it, and it was like, I shouldn't have said it. Prior.
This nigga said it too. Like, the first time he said, okay, so scenario, what if? He always does the what if someone got injured scenario.
I don't want to say it, but it's just like we have to think about it.
I felt bad because that agent fucked this man. Because
the agent
fucked this man because he could have got a 5-year deal, $160, $170 million. $35 million a year, 120, 130 guaranteed, security, financial security the next 4 or 5 years. So if you snap your fucking leg on the green in the game, you don't got to worry about getting paid. Now, I mean, who knows? You still might get paid, but do you think somebody's going to offer him $150 million without watching him play again? They're going to at least need to see him, right? What did you think?
Yeah. And
they're going to at least going to need to see how he comes back from that.
I don't think the Cowboys can give him a franchise tag next year. Maybe they can. I don't know the rules on that.
No, wait.
But
did they tag him last year? No. They can tag him one more time.
Yeah.
I think
if they do that and he kind of proves himself, it sucks. It's just, it's a shitty situation.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what if they tag him and then, like, he's just not that guy and he just lost his agent just lost him $100 million.
Yeah, like, I want to see a black man get all his fucking
money.
That's
what I'm saying, bro. That's what people thought I was hating, but it's like, nah, bro, you fucking really fumbled the bag. Your agent fumbled the bag. That's fucked up. But I hope he comes back and I hope he fucking bounces back from this and I hope he gets his money. To me, honestly, as a businessman, I fucking hate people fucking fumbling money.
But I think, too, like
even AB when he did that shit.
You can't be mad at someone for betting on themselves. Like,
no, you can't. But
I get it.
But you also, it's high risk, high reward.
Yeah, I think football is the wrong sport to not secure the bag. But,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, ideally, he was about to have a nice season this year. Yeah. Like, the Cowboys as a team were not, just because their defense is atrocious right now. But Dak would probably put up top 5 numbers in all NFL quarterback categories, you know, passer rating, shit like that, like yards, touchdowns, but at the end of the day, there was always that risk. If you do get injured, even if it's not serious, you could fumble the bag.
And let me tell you something, because when you've played, how long have you been in the league now? 4 years?
Yeah.
When you play that long, you think to your head, I've been solid, like, I'm good. That ain't going to happen to me. Like, I've been 4 years, I've never got hurt, you know what I mean?
He's had the best
line. So you think to yourself, oh, it ain't going to happen to me, and then bam. That's usually when it fucking happens to you.
So, it sucks. So if he would have took that deal, he would have been, what, top 3 paid quarterback?
Top 3 paid quarterbacks.
Like, that's the only thing that doesn't sit.
Well, at the time, he would have been second paid, because Mahomes hadn't got paid.
Either way, if you're, like, to me, that's the part that doesn't sit well with me, is like, of course, you want to think you're the best player, but you also know that these other players, like, there could be one, like, and the thing that fucking, it'd be like $1 million off, or like $200,000 off. I want to get one more dollar than that. No, bro, take the fucking money, invest it, and you'll have more money than him right now. Like, just fucking figure out a way to have more. If that's what matters,
you're Dak Prescott. You're loved in Dallas. You can get so many endorsements. He can be on every fucking
He's been living off endorsements.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're fine. Like, just, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think some of these agents are just fucking wild. And look what they do, bro. Some of them get fucked. Look what Melvin Gordon's agents did to him.
Yeah.
Chargers last year offered him 30-something million for 3 years. And look what he ended up taking in Denver, like $7 million.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he took like a 2-year deal worth like $12 million or some shit.
Who was that?
Melvin Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he fucked himself.
Yeah, he did fuck himself.
So it's like, I mean, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I was going to say him.
I understood what he did. Because let me tell you, because he didn't want to gamble on himself. So him sitting out a year actually benefited him, because, okay, even though he lost out on $14 million, what if he would have tore his knee when he played for that $14 million? Then he wouldn't have got the $65 million contract that the Jets gave him.
Yeah.
So I think long term, I think he set himself up. But the Melvin Gordon one, where he was still under contract,
I'm not playing, but then you end up playing.
Yeah. He was on a franchise tag, which means
fuck up my fantasy.
Yeah, if he doesn't sign the tag, he's just a free agent next year, which is ballsy. But
one thing I kind of wanted to talk about, it wasn't on the list, but like the Cleveland Browns. Okay, they're 4-1 now. Okay,
are they?
They're 4-1.
What the fuck?
And their schedule, includes the Bengals, the Jaguars, the Giants, the Jets.
The Eagles, the Giants, and the Jets.
The Raiders, Steelers, Titans.
Okay, so they win in their division.
So
they're going 12-4.
Which is crazy, right? Like, we didn't see this coming.
They will lose to the fucking Jets and the Giants, but they'll beat the other team.
I want to say this, bro, and I'll say this, like, serious.
First of all, the Titans season's
done. I'm going to say this fucking seriously. With a good quarterback, a solid, like, top 10 quarterback, the Browns would probably be the best team in the NFL. Hold on. If Matt Ryan was the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, They would be in the AFC Championship game this year. I guarantee you.
See, and here's where you're mistaken. You think
Go ahead.
You think their defense is nice because they have a couple pieces. They're not nice. They're not nice. First of all, they have on Miles paper, Garrett. They're disgusting. Their secondary are full of bums.
Denzel Ward is nice. As
Denzel
fuck.
Warm is the warm. Denzel Ward is the only valuable corner that they have. Safety. I don't, name their safeties.
Bro, they you just can't. Had two pick sixes on you today.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers. He throws everybody. Here, you take one. You take one.
They had like three. They had like four turnovers last week.
I'll say this. I'll say this. Cleveland has figured something out, and I think they have a good coach that actually knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, because finally. He's finally realizing, okay, I got two dope ass backs. He can run. We're gonna run the ball, play action, not force nothing down the field.
You can't have Baker.
Who's their coach? They still got Kitchens.
Kevin Stefanski or whatever.
From the he was Minnesota's offensive coordinator.
But I think the problem was always let's drop Baker back and throw fucking 46 times. Okay. That's not gonna work. But this Baker's not built for that.
That's what I'm telling you. If somebody like Matt Ryan or a solid ass quarterback was that on that team, and you have those two running backs where Matt Ryan could go play action and get wide open passes.
Yeah, bro. He doesn't have that. Matt Baker be missing some fucking wide open
throws. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you had just Matt Ryan making throwing those easy passes instead of Baker.
First of all, Matt Ryan's 0-5 and got his coach fired. So let's not use him as an example.
Matt Ryan's a top 10 quarterback still. And that's not debatable. Like, that's not an argument. He's a top 10 quarterback in this league, maybe even top 5.
Okay. No.
He just won an MVP 2 years ago, so it's not like he trashed. Not 2 years ago.
2 years ago, bro. That was like 4 years ago. No, yeah, that was a while ago, man.
By the way, since Kyle Shanahan left in Atlanta, been asked. But yeah, go ahead.
This man said he's a top 5 quarterback.
I said he could be.
Can we get this man off the air now?
He top 10. That's not a debate. He top 10.
But, okay, look, as wild as that sounds, like when Julio's hurt, Ridley goes crazy. Gage goes crazy. Like, there's.
No, I mean, he could play for sure.
He might be a top 7, top 8.
That's what I'm saying.
He could be 8.
That's what I'm saying. Like top five. It's not far. He could have a top 5 season any given year. He's not.
It's still early enough for him to.
But you always get on Dak's case because he's always throwing crunch time or garbage time stats. This man, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan has won an MVP and got his team to a Super Bowl. Shanahan.
It's hard to say that because what are the Falcons known for?
Blowing
leads. So is it garbage time or is it early time that he fucking gets the stats?
I mean, they're down by.
So maybe he's not clutch.
What I'm trying to tell you.
Maybe he's not
Matt
a clutch
Ryan
quarterback.
Has at least proven he's got his team to the playoffs numerous times. They've won playoff games. They've been in a Super Bowl. He's won an MVP. He's a proven quarterback in this league. You know,
I'm not saying he's bad.
You know what? You can say
he could have a top 5 season in any given year and win.
I mean, you could low key say the Cowboys and the Falcons are the same team.
Yeah,
they don't have no fucking defense.
They both got weapons, no defense.
Yeah, like they're gonna score points, but they ain't got no fucking defense. All right, so we didn't even get to that. What do you think is gonna happen with this shit with Andy Dalton?
All right, bro, I'm gonna say it.
Oh, here we go.
We have Andy Dalton right here.
Cowboys. I think Cowboys are gonna. What are they right now?
They're probably gonna.
Obviously they might win
10 games now.
Well, they were gonna win the division regardless. So I was just saying how many games. What are they like? 2-4? 2-3?
Two.
Oh, because they ended up winning today, right?
2-3. Two and three.
No, I think they're 2-2. Or no, they didn't have a tie. Who had a tie?
Eagles.
Okay, so yeah, 2-3.
I think they're gonna easily win this division by like 3-4 games now. I think they're gonna go like 9. They're gonna go like 9-7 now.
Who won that division last year? Was it the Eagles?
Eagles was like they were.
So the Eagles have that first place schedule then. So the Eagles play the top teams.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna help them.
But they beat the fucking.
But I'm gonna tell you this, bro. People think Andy Dalton's some bum. He's a solid quarterback. He's not trash.
But do you think he's better than Dak? Honestly,
we'll
I don't.
We'll find out.
I don't think Andy so.
Dalton? What you tell me? What he had in fucking Cincinnati?
I mean,
he's never had an offensive line. His running back was Giovanni Bernard.
He had two solid running backs. He had Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard. Had the best receiver.
All right, either of them hold one of Ezekiel's nuts?
They're just they.
But
he's haven't had a
Zeke
full offense.
Okay, but what I'm telling you, can either of them hold Ezekiel's nuts?
Tyre Eifert was like a top five tight end.
We're going there.
When he
AJ
was
AJ Green
ain't
been played though.
AJ Green, okay. AJ Green was a solid ass receiver. Okay, I would say him and Amari Cooper are probably equal.
John Ross. He had.
John Ross wasn't there.
Yeah, he was.
I'm
with Andy Dalton.
John Ross got drafted 2 years ago.
He played with Andy Dalton.
I'm talking about when he was going to the playoffs for 5 times. He went to the playoffs 5 times with the Bengals.
Yeah,
5 times. He took the Bengals. He's never had a line. He had Jeremy. Okay, Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard combined are not even half of Ezekiel Elliott. All right, Amari Cooper and AJ Green. You couldn't. Let's say that's a wash.
It's not a wash.
Who's better?
AJ Green.
Prime by
AJ
how much?
Green by a lot.
Amari Cooper is like top seven every year in stats, bro. Top five.
Stats. That's the stats. We can keep talking about it. Garbage time.
Amari's a top three route runner, top five route runner in the NFL.
Prime AJ Green was top two, top three in the league. At his prime, okay. At his peak,
all right.
He was top two,
so
top
let's say,
three.
All right,
Amari has never been top two, okay. Top three in the league. All right.
Who is the second receiver?
I don't fucking remember.
I'm just trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is that he took the Bengals to the playoffs.
He has a better team now.
And hold on. And let me rephrase. In a way tougher division. You're battling Pittsburgh and Baltimore every fucking year for the division. And now he's, you know what I mean? So they're going to be fine. I'm not saying Andy Dalton's a star by any means. But I'm just saying he's a solid NFL quarterback.
I'm not saying they're not going to be fine. But I think Dak is better than him.
We're going to find out.
If you don't think that, then man.
Okay, we're going to find out. I'm not saying that. I don't know. I'm just saying that we're going to see it. Maybe Dak is better than him.
I'm trying to think of all the tangibles of it. Just of what Dak has had so easy for him and what Andy has.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So that, and now Andy's in a good situation. Let's see how he
If Andy doesn't thrive in this, then of course.
He should because good. He has the weapons and he has.
I can't personally call it right now.
Yeah, but even if he does thrive, like what if he's the same as Dak? Then I would still say Dak is better just because of the fact that he has mobility. Like,
okay, so
Andy Dalton,
who's a more accurate passer?
Dak's pretty accurate, bro.
We're going to find out.
I don't know.
You've been watching because I've been watching games, bro. He misses a lot of fucking throws. And everybody misses throws. I'm not saying he's
Dak
not.
Dak throws 50 times
a game, I'm not saying everybody's
too.
Perfect. But what I'm saying is Andy Dalton.
I think Dak gets a lot of disrespect just because he's playing with one of the top franchises in sports. But I think Dak is kind of underappreciated as well. Like, I'm not saying he's a top five quarterback, but I do think that he's overlooked a lot and he's criticized a lot more than a lot of
people. How big is it? So you think that the playing, Cowboys, it's going to be a big drop-off between Dalton and...
I wouldn't say a big. I would say they're probably going to win the division, obviously. But I think you're going to notice that things were a little bit smoother with Dak.
Okay. Like, we'll find out.
Chemistry-wise, of course, like Andy has to build that. But, I mean, he did just bring them back from behind and win the game today. So, I mean, but it's all up in the air. It's
like, I don't see CeeDee Lamb getting 150 yards while Amari Cooper's getting 128. And, like in the past four games, that's happened. Like, I don't see that. I think it'll be
because
more,
they were down 35 every game, no, and he's throwing 60 times a game,
but
bro.
That's not his fault. Think about it, bro. That's
it's not if you're
fault.
If you're turning the ball over three times in the first quarter and giving him 21 points
that
off turnovers.
One game, bro. Like, huh? He's not turned the
bro,
ball.
Bro, he just did
times.
It today. First play of the game. First fucking
he threw
drive.
One
of the,
pick. Yeah, he
yeah,
did pick.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not like he's starting off red hot. If you're starting off turning the ball over and giving them points off turnovers, you're putting your team in a hole already.
But I don't even put that on him because why the fuck are you throwing it so much? You have Ezekiel Elliott. That's Mike McCarthy. Same coach that fucking didn't run the ball in
Again, I'm not saying Dalton's a superstar, but I think we're gonna find out. Dan, look, you gotta realize Andy Dalton is playing to prove something.
So Dak got
he
pretty much five games this
year. Andy
right?
Dalton is proving is gonna one. Andy Dalton is gonna try to prove himself as a starter in this league to try to get another job. So you know, I'm saying he's in a better situation than he was in Cincinnati with that offense.
So here's the current division leaders: Buffalo 4-0, Pittsburgh 4-0.
Titans.
Tennessee 3-0, Kansas City 4-1, Dallas 2-3, Green Bay 4-0, Tampa 3-2 with Carolina 3-2, and then Seattle 5-0. So Seattle's the last undefeated team besides we got a few. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Tennessee. You think that pretty much holds up?
Yeah.
I think so.
God damn.
Seattle, bro, is gonna fucking have an easy road.
So, our way too early predictions. Who's going to the Super Bowl? I'm going to go first. Packers, Chiefs.
Well, that's easy. You pick the top two teams. Fuck. You really went out on a limb there.
Look, I'm going to say this. For four straight years, I wanted Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers to match up in the Super Bowl. I said that shit fucking every year. I try to speak it into existence. I was like, Pats, Packers.
I was the same way with Kobe
and LeBron. It never fucking happened, and I was pissed about it.
Damn, and they can't even happen now.
So, I want Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers to go off against each other.
All right, I'm going to make a sleeper pick.
As a fan, yeah, I would like to see that
shit.
That's
what I want to see.
Super Bowl, it's going to be Tampa Bay and the Chiefs.
I think Tampa Bay?
I think once Tampa gets some more chemistry and they start playing more games, that defense is nasty, bro. That defense is surprisingly nasty.
I don't know if it's nasty.
I don't know, bro. It's nasty. It's solid. It's a top five
Justin defense. Herbert lit him up.
It's a top five
Justin defense. Herbert lit him
everybody
up.
Everybody lights everybody up once in a while, but it's a top five defense. It's a top five defense,
what
bro.
What do you think, Splitter?
First of all, Niners. No, I'm playing.
Fuck, I do got to go Green Bay.
I wish it. I hope it is Green Bay because that would be a enough, fucking though, hell of a.
As
oh, bro.
Far as receivers go.
Green Bay?
Yeah, like when it comes to
oh the yeah, playoffs, oh, do you mean because they drafted a tight end in like the third round instead of a receiver?
They
oh
drafted
yeah,
drafted a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, and then they drafted like yeah, a
I mean,
tight
we're going based off how shit looks right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if we're going back, yeah, I'll go Green Bay.
AFC Chiefs have no competition, bro. The Chiefs have no competition.
The only one is the Ravens,
but they can't beat them. That's his.
My sleeper is the Steelers.
Not Super Bowl. You think so?
Just
that defense is
once they get into the, I'm just thinking about who once they get into the playoffs who always fucking
they've been there so I mean that's yeah, not a terrible choice.
Yeah. I don't want to pick the same exact teams as you.
Yeah, I know. I feel like
that's like all of us picking the Lakers.
That's exactly
Bucks,
why I picked Tampa. Because
what do you think about the Bills? You think the Bills can do
no,
it?
Absolutely no, absolutely not. Their defense is.
I think
Buffalo
for sure,
is like,
for sure win the division.
I thought Buffalo's best part of their team is their defense. Like, what the fuck?
It
now
was.
You got Josh Allen carrying you? Like, what the hell's wrong with your defense? Your defense is trash.
But I think, too, once you have a quarterback that's out there just, like, dominating, your defense is going to suffer a little bit because you're scoring so quickly. Like, normally Josh Allen's struggling, so they're kind of dinking and dunking. Like, your defense has more time to rest. Now you're high-powered offense. You're gonna give up more on defense.
If you look at every team's come up, it's always started with defense.
Yeah.
The defense is. I mean, a lot of the numbers are skewed because they're always on fucking defense. And yes, you'll end up having like Patrick Willis emergence was because we fucking sucked and that nigga just turned into a fucking dog because he just had to tackle everybody. So like, you know what I'm saying? We got our defense first and then the offense was able to do their thing because we're stopping people. Like, if you look at the emergence of teams, the Seahawks, the fucking defense, like, shit like that is, I mean, other than, I mean, well, shit, even the Patriots, they always had a top defense. Yeah. Like, maybe not yards-wise, but turnover-wise, they're going to cause turnovers. So it's like, it's always defense first. So, like, the Bills have their defense built up. Now it's kind of like the offense is catching up. So, I mean, I don't think they're that far away from being, at least in the fucking AFC Championship game.
I can see it. I can see it.
So the Falcons, especially with we teams forgot like, to talk about the Falcons. Dan Quinn got fired today, deservedly so. Yeah, we should wrap that up.
I feel bad because I like Dan Quinn.
Another one that got fired was Bill O'Brien that we kind of didn't talk about either because that was, I mean, was it a surprise? I mean, I don't
Houston
think
Houston looked good today without him, but.
I mean, they're playing the Jazz.
Why are you making your head coach your GM in the first place? Like, that's
I
dumb
thought
as
that
fuck.
Was where they fucked up. I was actually sad that they got rid of him.
He doesn't even seem that intelligent when he talks. Like,
nah.
How is he going to build a team for you?
They said J.J. Watt just went after him after the last game, like, got in an argument and cussed him out, said you're a fucking bum.
Can you imagine if a black player did that?
If a black player wanted to talk to a manager?
Bro, they would have crucified him.
No, but I think both are deserving to get fired. I think Gase is next, and that'll probably be it.
Gase should have been fired. Man, I don't understand.
Some of these coaches get too many fucking chances.
Man was high at his press conference.
By Gase, by Matt Patricia, like y'all.
I was talking about this with Jerry. I was talking to Split about this earlier, because I was talking about all the coaches that LeBron's got paid. Look at the fucking coaches that Peyton Manning's got paid, bro, in his career. Like guys like Adam Gase literally have made tens of millions of dollars because people thought that he was helping Peyton Manning.
Yeah, so Peyton's the GOAT, then, right? Is that what we're saying?
He's in the GOAT conversation.
I'm trying to think who else
sure.
He got paid. He got Jim Caldwell paid.
Caldwell didn't really get a fair chance.
Yeah, he did. He went to Detroit. Bro, they were actually nice with Caldwell. I don't know why they got rid of him.
Caldwell should have stayed.
Did he go to the Ravens for Harbaugh?
Who?
Jim Caldwell?
Harbaugh's been there for
a minute. I think he started with the Ravens.
Okay, where the fuck? I'm trying to think of somebody else.
There's a few of them, man.
Who was the offensive coordinator for the...
Bruce Arians.
Well, yeah, it was Bruce, but it was with the Chargers. Fuck, I can't think of his name, bro.
Oh,
offensive coordinator.
I can't think of his name.
I knew you talking about. Yeah. What else we got on the?
Anyways,
on the
but yeah, so yeah, y'all want to do the pick 'em now, or y'all want to do it after we talk about Tory getting charged?
Let's do the pick 'em real quick. We're already on the subject.
Yeah, we got the list pulled up.
So, dude, we already... I wasn't here last...
Yo, are you going to join the fucking pool?
Well, fuck, bro. I tried like 3 times and it didn't let me. I got to make a damn account or something.
First of all, you only show up to our podcast once a month. Now you don't want to do it.
Okay, I missed 2 times. You motherfuckers
are getting on my ass. Where's B-Will at? B-Will's probably getting... Hey, I just seen an interview. I just seen Kyle Kuzma at the press conference tell the fucking reporter he's sorry because he's faded. No, he
didn't. Off champagne in your eyes?
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry. I'm kind of half drunk right now, but...
All right, so what's the...
All right, let's go. Texans, Titans.
So are they going
to
play?
I know, bro.
So the Titans have to play Tuesday? Or no, they canceled the game, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't fucking know
so
what's going
on with that, bro. So is this even the real list at this point?
This is Sunday, yeah.
Next week.
So they're going to play Tuesday and Sunday?
Mm-hmm. That game is probably... I say we skip that game because I don't think it's going
to
be...
Played. Well, let's just...
Let's just pick it anyway.
Okay.
If we don't have to...
I'm going
to
go Titans.
You got...
I think Titans, they've been fucking off for like 6 weeks, so... No, but I'm gonna pick Texans.
And me too. I think Texans get they win this one.
All right, Bengals, Colts. Oh, this is easy.
It's not that easy. Well, fucking Phillip Rivers.
Well, no, I'm just gonna pick Bengals. I'm playing.
The Colts are favored 9.5.
No, I'm picking.
All right, we're all picking Colts.
I'm picking Bengals.
All right, you are.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We all can't pick the same shit.
I'll pick the Colts.
Falcons, Vikings. All right, I think Dan Quinn being fired might light a little fire. We might see
Julio something. Coming back.
0-5 versus 1-4. Who would have thought?
I know.
Who you got?
Falcons.
What do you got?
Ah. Just because Atlanta's defense can't stop a nosebleed, I'm going to go Minnesota.
I was going to go Minnesota until you said that, so I'll go Falcons. Broncos, Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots.
Cam's going to be back. Washington Giants. Jesus, talk about a trash bowl.
Giants looked decent today, but it was against the Cowboys, so.
Washington.
Yeah, Washington's defense.
They've been unhealthy on defense, though, haven't they?
Chase Young didn't. Chase I don't Young think came he back played. Today. Did he play?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Washington.
Ravens, Eagles, easy. Ravens. Everybody pick Ravens. Move on.
Yeah.
Browns, Ravens. Steelers. Ooh, this is good. This is good.
I'm going to go against my gut feeling, and I'm going to go Browns.
I fucking despise the Steelers, bro. It's gonna
really? I low-key fuck Steelers, with the Steelers.
Man. What you got? I answered say, first last time.
I was going to say Browns. Man. But I think the Steelers front seven is the difference.
I'm taking Steelers.
I got to pick. I can't ever pick the Browns and feel good about it. I'm going Steelers.
Panthers. Here's another good one.
Bears.
Teddy looking nice.
Teddy is looking nice, but Panthers at home. I'll take him.
I don't know, bro. When I'm going I see Khalil Mack throw a 350-pound dude fucking with one Bears. Arm, I'm going Bears. All right.
Good God. These are terrible games.
Lions, Jaguars. Good Lord.
Fucking Lions.
You taking Lions?
I'm going Jags.
I'm going
Robinson finna go crazy.
Going Lions as well.
150 yards.
Jets, Dolphins.
Jesus Christ.
I'm taking Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Yeah, I got Parker.
Ooh,
I'm growing Dolphins.
I actually want to watch this fucking game next week. Oh, Niners are on a bye? Oh, they're playing Sunday night. They don't even deserve it. playing Packers, Buccaneers. That's going to be fucking good.
Packers. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. No.
I think it's going to be good, bro. Bucks need this game. They can't go 3-3. They're 3-2 right now. I think they're going to give Packers their first loss.
I'm going Packers by a field goal.
I'm going Bucks.
I'll go Bucks.
Rams, Niners.
Rams. At this point. They Niners. Got too many weapons, bro.
Niners.
I'm going Rams.
That was so hard. That was so hard for him to do right now.
Wait, he just wanted to beat me in the pick-up, that's why.
Alright, what's going on here? Why does it say
Because the Chiefs Bills got moved.
I moved your shit. That's what.
So, Chiefs Bills Monday night.
Chiefs.
In Buffalo. Probably cold, maybe a little bit of snow.
Chiefs Bills? In right, Buffalo?
Look. Yeah.
I'm going Buffalo.
I got Chiefs.
Yeah, Barbecue Chiefs.
Chicken. Cardinals, Cowboys. I got Cowboys.
I got Cardinals.
I think Cowboys are going to fuck them up with Andy Dalton. I'm telling you.
I got Cardinals.
Fuck it.
Why do they put these games together where I hate both the fucking teams?
You hate the Cowboys more, though.
I do. I'm going Cardinals.
All right, yeah, so that wraps the pick 'em up. So Torrey finally got charged for his shit.
Yeah, which doesn't mean shit, but...
All this means is that we're hopefully finally going to get the truth now because motherfuckers are going to get subpoenaed. They're going to have to come and give their statements, and they're going to have to say what happened. Or they could just sign not to talk, but...
Somebody will crack. But being charged, do you think that means, like, they have something on Torrey? Or is it just all hearsay type shit? All hearsay
shit. Like, I don't know. They don't... It's all he said, she said. I feel like they just have to charge him.
What if he really made a whole album saying he didn't do it, but he did that shit?
I thought it was funny he made that album, and then they were like, oh, Tory Lanez is charged for shit. Yeah. It's just like, God damn it.
It's because in the album he says, how are there ain't been no charges yet? Well, here you go.
Well, you're charged, huh?
So it's like, honestly, bro, I feel like in the era we're in, especially with this whole, like, movement shit, they're like, it's all about protecting black women, as it should be, right? And I feel like they just had to. Just to make sure, you know what I mean? They're going to charge him and they're going to give him a chance to prove himself. You know what I mean? So,
man, I don't know. It's hard for me to just lock in and just want to fucking talk about this just because it's like we have so much bullshit going on in the world. But yeah, I would say the fact that they're both kind of going against each other saying, this is what I said, you said, like, who's really right? I do kind of want to know what exactly happened.
Yeah. Either that or just both of you shut the fuck up and move on. Yeah. Like, if nobody's going to tell the truth, and it just...
But whatever. Even after they did say he was charged, he came on Twitter and was like...
He can't wait till...
I can't wait to, you know, prove myself innocent, this and that. So, I mean, we'll still...
And you know what's trash, bro? There's always this, like, double standard. Because if Tory... If Megan... It turns out that Megan came out and lied about this whole shit... She's going to get a pass. As sad as it is, she's going to get a pass from society. Like, that's just how it works. Like, Cardi B came out and admitted she was drugging people and shit, and nothing happened, so...
It was funny when she did it.
Yeah,
but,
you know what I mean? So it's like, it's fucked it could up. Be, but if Tory's but
I feel like, this is different because it was... Because she came out and said, that nigga Tory shot me. So if she's lying about that, like just because of... I don't know if it's because I was raised by, like, all women, and I was all around women my whole life. I have three daughters, like, I just feel, as for her being a woman, I feel embarrassed for her if she's fucking lying.
Yeah
or exactly. If her fucking team lied to her.
That's what I think. Honestly, I don't think she's lying. I think maybe, like, her and Tory, they said, we're blacked the fuck out drunk. So, like, I'm thinking if it did happen, they just told her, oh, this nigga shot you. Like, this dude shot you. So, yep. It's like, she don't know anything. You know what I mean? So, maybe that dude's fucking gun went off and he had to blame somebody. And Tory's blacked the fuck out. He probably don't even remember.
That nigga was thinking about fucking Kylie the whole time.
Yeah, because she was looking heavenly. But...
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, bro. Anyways, man. So, we wrapped this shit up. Lakers 2020 fucking champs. We're about to go celebrate. We're about to go fucking, you know, turn up.
I'm going to say this.
This man going right to bed right now.
I'm going
to
say this. Look, man. LeBron James, congratulations.
Best player ever.
Uh-oh. Backhanded comment coming right up.
Congratulations, bro. Like, you're, you know... The fucking model citizen, like, everybody looks up to you. You're fucking, you know, you're a GOAT. Not the GOAT, but you're a GOAT. And, you know, you deserve it, bro. Like, for Kobe, we appreciate it as a society. We needed this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because
best thing to happen in 2020 so far.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, bro, no one wanted to see the Heat win. Like, as much as, like, it was a good story for the Heat to get there, it was just like, this one's for Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks that Kobe had to go out that way and we don't have him. He wasn't able to see this, but, man, this is, I guess, the next best thing
for him. And I hope they do something for Vanessa and the girls. Like, I don't know, give him a trophy or, like, a ring. I don't know, something.
I feel like I feel like she don't want that shit, though.
You think I don't think if she wants it or not, but I think Jeannie Buss is going to extend out because her and Kobe were super close. But.
Yeah, y'all smashing Jeannie Buss or no?
Smashing Jeannie Buss.
You busting on Buss?
First of all, she's 1995 Playmate of the Year. So
is she?
Yes. Yeah. Playboy. What model of the year. 1995 Playboy. Let me just say that Phil Jackson was smacking.
Why you know cheeks. So many random stats about people, bro?
BFF ranking.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something, bro. Working at a store and you memorize fucking, there's probably... Just off the top of my head, there's probably over 1,500 fucking items in the store that I have to have memorized. So, I mean, shit. Well, we're memorizing a few numbers, ain't shit. So it's like, but think about this. Think about this, though. Phil Jackson was smacking Playboy Model of the Year, bro.
Didn't his hip go blow out?
I don't know, but they were dating for like fucking 5 years.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, bro. He was. They were dating for like 5 years.
Oh shit.
They just broke up like 2 years. Like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I did remember that shit. Now,
because I remember when he got the Knicks job, that they were worried that there was going to be collusion because mm-hmm. he was dating her.
My man had a cane the whole time. You think he was really smacking?
Oh, he was beating them cheeks, bro.
He's fucking him with the cane.
He got money, bro. He don't need Viagra. They probably injected his dick with some shit. Fucking.
Well, he's all natural zen ass motherfucker.
That's
so.
True, huh? He probably meditated to a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably about 10
No shit.
10 rings.
He is hella tall though. He's like 6'10" or some shit. I remember they had to give him the special chair and shit when he was on. All right,
we need to fucking cut this.
I guess it wouldn't be a Beachwood podcast if we didn't talk about dick for one second. We almost made it through the whole thing. I'm surprised you didn't say that at all.
Hey, let me say something. For all you people that watched the finals this year, I need y'all to pay attention to what LeBron said. He wants his damn fucking respect too. So y'all motherfuckers that said, oh, he wins in the East, he can never get to the finals in the West, ran through the West like diarrhea and got his fourth fucking championship. So, yeah.
Congrats, you beat Jokic.
Yeah, it don't matter. That Jokic spread matter. Kawhi Leonard's asshole.
When we were talking about he can't go through the West, it was when the fucking Prime Spurs, the Warriors, they were all there. But that's a different conversation. We can talk about that later.
The West is still better than the East, though.
No.
What?
The West is better than the East?
Yes. The Clippers would beat anybody coming out of the... Well, maybe not the Heat.
Clippers lost to Jokic and Murray.
Because they're fucking mental... They fucking broke down mentally. They're like, they just gave up. Mentally, I would say
Milwaukee, the Heat, Boston, Toronto are better top to bottom
than the top four in the West.
Than the top four in the West.
I think Houston would beat any of those teams.
Houston would not beat any of those teams.
Sixers beat Houston this year.
Yeah. Anyway, that
top
wraps
to bottom, I get what you mean. Like the top four teams are probably better than the top four West teams, but I think top to bottom the West.
But
teams.
I think
the top the bottom
four like the eight, Dallas Mavericks would beat the fucking Brooklyn Nets. Or
I will say this though, I will say that does change. The East does become weaker and the West becomes stronger because LeBron left.
That's clear and obvious. He's the power balance.
Yeah.
Actually, the West was already stronger, but he just tipped the scales more.
If he was
Giannis
is kind of
balancing it out. But.
If he stayed with Cleveland, then the East would be more powerful than the West by far, I think, this year. Because you would probably have, what, Denver?
The Warriors are out of
once, yeah, Warriors are done. Spurs are done.
And LeBron, if he stayed with the Cavs, they would have won the title this year. Because he would have been playing the Nuggets.
I don't think it would have worked out that way. There's no way in hell the Nuggets would have made the finals. I don't think.
Why?
I think if it came down to it and it was the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't think the Nuggets would have beat the Clippers. I think the Clippers were just looking towards the Lakers too much. I don't think if they met in the conference championship that the Clippers would have lost.
So you can kind of say, say LeBron wasn't on the Lakers and they had AD, they might be like a 7th, 8th seed. I don't even know if they make the fucking.
That's real.
With LeBron?
Well, they
with LeBron
got
gone.
They wouldn't have got AD if they didn't get LeBron though.
So say yeah. So then. So say the fucking Blazers sneak into the playoffs again, and they're not playing the Lakers first round. They're playing somebody else.
They would probably play Denver. They were the 2 seed, right?
So that's a whole other series.
All right, who's the number one seed in the West next year? Lakers.
Yeah.
And Bucks will be number one in the East probably.
Nah.
Seed. Talking about the seeding.
I don't know. I lost my faith in the Bucks.
Probably Boston. Well, they're a good regular season team, though.
No, I'm saying that's true. I'm saying the seed. Like I think Boston will win like 65 games again.
Are they losing anybody?
Nope.
Yeah, they're losing.
And when does the new season starting hella soon again, right?
January 1st, I think.
So two teams that could package the
January 1st.
Most for Giannis, off the top of my head, the two teams that could package the
months,
most for Giannis is the Warriors and the Heat have the two most assets to package for Giannis.
I just hope they don't do this bubble shit again, man. I don't want to hear it.
I'm hoping. I'm just hoping this Corona shit by the end, or hopefully there's a vaccine by the end or something.
Literally. Get your vaccine when they come out.
Or don't, because I'm not.
Get chipped.
All right, y'all.
Peace.